little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The authors of that book, they call this signpost, they call plan the visit. In the United States, a visit's when the patient visits the doctor, not the other way around, okay? So we would call it plan the consultation. So that's what that would be. And actually, to be, I think probably, you know, I think perhaps that wasn't something that you explicitly used as a strategy in the ERICA consultation that we've just heard. And actually, maybe we should have a think about how, if you were going to deploy it, how would it go in the ERICA situation, yeah? Shall we just have a go at that? We need a volunteer pair, don't we?
Yeah.
Says, do you think you know what you do? You've got my suggestion in mind. Someone have a go at it, and then we'll debrief it with you, and then if you want to have another go, you can. Marina, if you say, so you're going to be the doctor and Mercy's going to be Erica, yeah? If you say deploy the, was there some other issue that you were planning to raise apart from your neck? Mm-hmm. And then Erica's going to say no in that sort of confidence inspiring, no, really, there is only that. Mm-hmm. There's no hidden agenda. And then now you know that the agenda setting's over, mm-hmm. you could deploy some... let me do this and then that, and then we'll get to this point type signpost, yeah?
Okay.
Have you got a phrase that you can try? So give it a go, then we'll debrief it together, and then if you want to if you want to tweak it a bit, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Erica, was there some other concern you wanted to raise today other than your neck pain?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think what we'll do first, and if it's okay, I'll ask you some questions about your neck pain.
Okay.
And then what I could do is I could examine you, and then we can see how we can manage it or take this forward. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think you've got where you need to with that. Okay, so let's debrief it in order. So the rule here is the person trying something says first what they were trying and how far they felt they got with it.
Mm-hmm.
The person on the receiving end goes can then chip in some feedback, and then the observers can say... And then if you're happy, we can stop. If you want to tweak it, or if someone else wants to have a go at something, we can run on. So,
For me, I've never tried this before,
okay.
Really. So it's the first time I'm actually telling that we'll ask you some questions, do an examination, and then manage it. But it gave me that structure in my head, I think. That was the good thing, I think, that okay. And I think the patient also was like, yes, okay, let's go ahead and do it. So that's the impression I got.
So, yes, from a patient point of view, at least I've had a map about what's going to happen next. So, and then this is, that would meet my expectations too. A bit. I would know exactly, you know, where was this.
Is that how it felt being playing Erica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the group.
I think it's a really nice thing to do because patients often come with a lot of anxieties and they might be terrified about something, and they might have in their mind that they've got cancer or all sorts of things. And if the doctor consulting with them is sort of demystifying that process and giving them a structure and telling them what to expect, it's going to allay their fears a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And also give that air of confidence that the doctor knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so whether you can do this when you haven't got a clue. That's what I'm saying. Is that generally, I mean, I would agree. I think that's quite impressive. I mean, if that genuinely was the first time you've deployed that skill, that was a very skillful first shot, I have to say.
The only signposting I usually do is when you have an ask red flags and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't signpost it generally like this. So.
Let's hear it for our GP. Improving, risk removing, no confusion.